Welcome to the Healing Happens podcast with your host, Avital Miller, designed to bring you insight and inspiration from health and healing experts to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. From former program manager at Microsoft to author, international keynote speaker, global dancer, and healing breakthrough facilitator, my goal is to inspire boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success so you can live the best life possible. Enhance the power to heal yourself through natural healing techniques and through gaining awareness in order to comfortably, energetically, and joyfully live your passions.
When you are trying to achieve a goal, are you doing what is going to be most supportive and most efficient to get you there? And more specifically, if you're dealing with a health challenge, are you using the language, the communication, the thought processes that are going to create the reality that you actually desire? This concept first came to my awareness when I was explaining to my astrologer how I wanted to win the battle and win the war and fight the diseases of Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. And automatically he caught me in my tracks and he said, you know, those words, war, fight, attack, are creating a certain vibration in your body, and they don't match the vibration of healing. So it's going to be a lot harder to get to that place if those are the words that you're using. Maybe you've seen the movie What the Bleep Do We Know with Dr. Emoto's water experiments. He put a word that we generally consider as positive on some of the glasses of water, and a word that we generally consider as negative on other glasses of water. He looked at the molecules of the water underneath a microscope. The ones that came out of the glass with the positive word were beautiful snowflake structures in a perfect symmetrical pattern. The ones that he looked at that came from the negative word were these messed up patterns. There was no regularity to them, no beauty to them, no repetition to them. Interesting. Another experiment they did was with plants. If you put a plant near negative music, and I'm going to say negative music in this context, what they were using are things that have heavy, strong sounds and quick repetition and those negative types of words. So if we're talking about death or tragedies or jealousy or loss in the song, the plant did not grow very well. It was probably dying, wilting, and trying to also grow in a direction away from where the speaker was, where the sound was coming out. Whereas the plant on the positive word, the positive music, was growing in the direction of the speaker, trying to reach down to it to hear more of that music. It was vibrant, it was growing, you know, full of green. Why wouldn't the same thing be happening in our bodies, depending on the words we're going to use? So here are some things to consider in your exploration with the type of communication that you're using. And the first thing I'm going to talk about is the word healing itself. Some people recommend not even using that word because often it also implies that there is something wrong. If we're trying to change something, that implies that there's something wrong. That implies a concept of lack of acceptance in your body. And sometimes it forces you to think about the thing that you're healing, which then means you're just focusing on the thing that is wrong, versus focusing on the direction that you want to go. So be sure when you use the word healing that in your mind it's about the direction that you want to go. And then the direction that you want to go is not stop hair loss. It's have amazing, beautiful hair. The mind doesn't understand the word no or don't. So the mind doesn't know how to negate things. The mind only focuses on hair loss, loss. So a beautiful hair growing, then it focuses on beautiful hair growing. You know, even if you said, don't grow beautiful hair, it's still going to focus on growing beautiful hair. The next tip for you. Okay, sometimes people start asking the question, especially in the New Age world, how did I attract this? Or this is some retribution for past karma, and you blame yourself. Well, how do you feel when you have that thinking? Or the other question, why is this happening to me? How do you feel when you have that thinking? There is another podcast episode I did called Disease is a Sign of Spiritual Progress. I recommend listening to that one as well so you can understand why this type of action is not supportive. And that actually sometimes disease is a sign of spiritual progress. It's a sign that you've been growing in some way. It might be that something good is happening and that you're getting a gift. It might not be. And it's still going to suck. We're not going to deny that it's going to suck. But when we focus on what sucks, what do we get more of? What sucks? What do we think about? How do we feel? We feel about what sucks. So the more we can focus again on where we want to go and the gifts that might be coming out of the situation, the better we're going to feel in the moment right now as well. Here's an interesting one. It's genetic. Really? What about the experiments that Bruce Lipton has done? Have you read his book, Biology of Belief? Okay, here's an interesting one. Take a child that is grown into a family with the cancer gene and put it in a family without. And it's adopted by that family, so it grows up with that family that becomes the child's environment. All of a sudden, the DNA doesn't show the sign of cancer. And vice versa, you take a child without cancer into a cancer family, it shows the DNA of cancer. So now we're looking at environment can be an influence. And we already talked about that with words. Paramahansa Yogananda, my yoga guru, would say that environment is stronger than will. I have actually added to that, until your will becomes stronger than your environment. And the reason why I want to express that is because some of you might be in an environment that you can't really get out of that doesn't feel positive. So I would definitely start to think of what are ways that I could move on from this environment? What are ways that I could protect my energy from this environment so that my will becomes stronger than this environment? And I am enveloped in the positive words. Imagining yourself being enveloped by a beautiful light every morning, and that's what's going to protect you, is one way to help you shift the environment around you. The word trying. I feel the word trying, for the most part, should be banned from the English language and should have never been created. You're trying to heal yourself. Well, you're taking actions. You're doing something. And if you're not doing something, then you're not even trying because you're not taking an action. So focus on the doing that you're doing. And now it might not seem like you are actually healing. But remember that the healing takes time. Sometimes in the process of healing, it looks like things are getting worse rather than better. Right after a chemo treatment, people don't feel well. The body is going through a process of recovery from the transformation that it just had. When the hair is coming out, when the skin is drying, these are peripheral things that your body is doing because it's delegating its resources to healing, to what needs to happen. Which means you can also have a little more trust in the process, even if you don't see the physical results that you want yet. You might just need to be more patient, relax more, not push so much stress on yourself to move in a certain direction. Are you talking about what's going on as I have, and then you insert name of disease? You're creating an identification with it. You're bringing it to the present reality. If you've been following my podcast, you've been hearing the stories of people who change pretty rapidly. Maureen Bell literally just realized in one moment that she had choice, and all of a sudden she started to heal. But she was on her deathbed a few minutes before that. That's how quickly change can happen. So what if you change that statement to something like, I have had challenges with, which means you're at least putting it in the past tense. I have been diagnosed with, right? That's a better way. But the better way, even than that, is again going back to the more you talk about the thing that you don't want, you're going to see more of that. Then it's, I am doing all of these wonderful, fun things. Make sure what you're doing you enjoy in order to get to the place where my body is really healthy. And I could see myself running through the forest, playing with my kids, skiing down the mountains, going out dancing, whatever it might be. Create that visualization. Where do you want to go? And again, we don't need to deny what is happening. The more and more you're talking about all these little changes in your body and the tweaks and all the doctor's visits, you're going to be focusing more on that. That becomes your life and your reality. If it needs to be expressed, write it down in a journal or talk to a therapist. Just be careful not to talk about all that with your friends, because there's still a certain amount of ownership that you want to offer to your friends, that they have a good experience in your presence. So find the right spaces in order for you to express that negative aspect of what is happening as well. And some of your friends might be fine with that, but there's always other resources as well. On the flip side, you might hear some of your friends say, you're not allowed to feel that way, or others have it worse. I really love the way that my yin yoga teacher trainer explained this, because we have to be careful about the visualizations that we offer as yoga instructors, because we don't know if somebody has had a trauma of that experience. You know, I like to sometimes talk about floating on a raft just peacefully on the ocean. Well, somebody might be scared of drowning. Maybe they almost drowned once. That might not be very peaceful for them. And what she said was that trauma is not defined by what actually happened. It's defined by somebody's response to what is happening. There's so much that goes into our feelings and our struggles that it's not appropriate for anyone, I feel, to judge what's a worser or a less trauma. Thus, do not be concerned if something feels insanely challenging and that it shouldn't. Then be in that moment and allow it to feel like a challenge and follow the tips that I'm giving you to move away from it feeling like a challenge. I love this. When I mentioned to somebody all of the different types of miracle healing stories from my book, Healing Happens, Stories of Healing Against All Odds, and there being over 20 diseases addressed. And then they love to share, well, my situation is different. Why? I mean, yes, but why does it have to be different that it can't heal? Why does it have to be worse? All of those situations were different. Why can't yours be another different story that ends up in a positive result? And again, what mindset are you going to put yourself in to create the results that you want? If you want to claim your situation is different and there's no way to heal, and that's the result you want, then go ahead and keep talking about that. But if you want to change, say something different and talk about what you want, even if you don't believe it yet. Start to move in that direction and see what happens. Last point to mention. My doctor isn't doing anything for me. They don't know what's wrong. It's not working. And expressing that with anger, I can't believe they haven't healed me yet. But it's true. Your doctor doesn't know everything. They aren't God. Science knows so much and doctors know so much, but not everything. And sometimes they might not know what to do. Sometimes you might not be able to surrender to them. So let's not put that pressure or that weight on them either. Let's keep thinking about them as one of our angels. And there's so many different types of angels out there if you've studied this, but they each do something different. And you can imagine, okay, well, they're my angel, and these are the ways in which they can help me. Oh, but they can't help me here. Well, let me see, is there another angel for me? Is there something else I could do for myself to make that happen? And again, that's where you get to read my book, Healing Happens, Stories of Healing Against All Odds. You can always go to healinghappensbook.com to find the book, by the way. But we have stories of sometimes people just move to a new city, they change jobs, and things change for them. There's all these different natural healing modalities that I mention in my book that are going to be things that you could potentially try. And a lot of them are fun. So it's not like you're going to have a painful time in the process. A lot of them are really enjoyable to do. And a lot of those people who are offering those healing methods are also really enjoyable to be around. So they can feel like more angels to you. Definitely also check out the chapter from Dr. Bernie Siegel. He wrote Love, Medicine, Miracles, so that's another great book to check out. But he mentions all these different ideas where people are just focusing on their reason to live. What's their purpose or what gives them joy? And miracles happen. No, we can't promise anything for you. But what we can promise are ways to figure out and be creative with how are you going to have more fun in life right now, no matter what is happening. And please reach out to me when you want more support and you want more of those creative ideas to make life better. Thank you so much for listening and being open. Good luck with trying these things and let me know how helpful they are for you. Many blessings.
Thank you for listening to the Healing Happens podcast. To take your next step towards boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success, visit www.healinghappensforyou.com, where you can get your copy of the book Healing Happens or sign up for interactive online courses to put the power of healing and success in your hands. Fatal pronouncements do not have to be your fate. Healing happens. The content in this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or prescribing. Listeners should consult their physician on all health matters, especially symptoms that may require medical attention. Using this podcast's information is entirely at the listener's discretion. Healing Happens, Avital P.G. Miller, contributors and publishers of this podcast, assume no responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or inconsistencies. Any slights of people or organizations are unintentional. Healing Happens and Avital P.G. Miller do not endorse every statement, treatment, and diagnostic approach contained in interviews in this podcast.